I'm Rob Godfrey, and this is my Radio Hour, here on Local Radio France. David Bowie spent the mid-70s in Los Angeles, where he was doing large amounts of the white stuff. I blew my nose one day and half my brains came out, he later said. In 1976, Bowie fled back to Europe for some personal detox and what became known as the Berlin trilogy of albums, the first of which was Low. A new career in a new town from the Low album. Career in a new town. We'll be hearing more tracks from the Low album throughout the programme. Shane McGowan from the Pogues had the worst teeth in show business, a result of years of brawling and falling over while drunk. Rock and roll has two long-term career paths, death or confession. Sooner or later, you either join the ranks of casualties, like Elvis or Hendrix, or rehabilitated survivors like Clapton and Bowie. Last year, Shane McGowan had his teeth fixed in Spain.
Oh,
That was the Pogues and Tuesday Morning. Chiles Trenet was amongst the last of his kind of singer, a holdover from the era of pre-World War II France. Trenet was most famous from the late 1930s until the mid-1950s, although he continued performing well into the 1990s. He died in Paris in 2001. This is Ménil-le-Montant.
Mais oui, madame, c'est là que j'ai laissé mon cœur. C'est là que je viens retrouver mon âme, toute ma flamme, tout mon bonheur. Quand je revois ma petite église où les mariages allaient gaiement, quand je revois ma vieille maison grise, même la brise parle d'antan. Elle me raconte comme autrefois de jolis contes. Beaux jours passés, je vous revois, un rendez-vous, une musique, des yeux rêveurs. Tout un roman d'amour poétique et pathétique, Ménilmontant. Quand midi sonne, la vie s'éveille à nouveau, tout résonne, de mille écoles à midinette, chez sa dinette au bistrot, la biblette, lit ses journaux. Voici la grille verte, voici la porte ouverte, qui grince un peu pour dire bonjour, bonjour, alors te v'là de retour. Ménilmontant, mais oui, madame, c'est là que j'ai laissé mon cœur. C'est là que je viens retrouver mon âme, toute ma âme, tout mon bonheur. Quand je revois ma petite gare où chaque train partait joyeux, j'entends encore dans le tintamarre des mots bizarres, des mots d'adieu. Je suis pas poète, mais je suis ému. Et dans ma tête, il y a des souvenirs jamais perdus. Un soir d'hiver, une musique, des yeux très doux, les tiens, maman. Tout un roman d'amour poétique et pathétique, Ménilmontant.
Ménilmontant by Chiles Trenet. Although David Bowie was based in Berlin during 1976, most of the Low album was done in a studio on the outskirts of Paris. This next track, Speed of Life, opens the album. Bowie did write lyrics for this piece, but then decided it worked better as an instrumental. That was Speed of Life by David Bowie. Tom Waits' infamous 1983 album, Swordfish Trombones. Can someone tell me what the hell it's about? And here's a track from it called Frank's Wild Years.
Frank settled down out in the valley, and he hung his wild years on a nail that he drove through his wife's forehead. He sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25%, put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place. His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan. They were so happy. One night, Frank was on his way home from work. He stopped at the liquor store, picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouths, drank them in the car on the way to the Shell station. Got a gallon of gas and a can. Drove home, doused everything in the house, and torched it. Parked across the street laughing, watching it burn, all Halloween orange and chimney red. And Frank put on a top 40 station, got on the Hollywood freeway, headed north. Never could stand that dog.
Last week's show, which was the first radio hour, was a bit like William Shatner's attempt at Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. After listening to that first show, someone emailed me and said what a crap DJ I am. Well, I will probably agree with that assessment. DJing is not really within my remit. These radio hours are all about familiarising myself with the equipment. Talking of which, after seeing the Sex Pistols perform in early 1976, Pete Shelley and Howard Devoto kick-started the Buzzcocks. The Buzzcocks' first single was Orgasm Addicts, and of course it was banned by the BBC. Hold on to your hats.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks, but now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty mics. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're getting the heat, you're getting that salt, but you're still keeping me there and you meet your pulse. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a Kikasanova, you're a no Joseph Pizza. Live on a fucking yourself to death. Assistants and bellhops, you found them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings, international women with nobody hair. Ooh, so well you're asking in an alley and your voice ain't steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's got the energy, he will amaze. He's an orgasm. He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict.
Orgasm Addict by the Buzzcocks, which took exactly 2 minutes to come to its earth-shattering conclusion. Dooley Wilson played Sam in the movie Casablanca. Bogart never actually said play it again, Sam. And Dooley Wilson couldn't actually play the piano.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes. For love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
As Time Goes By, sung by Dooley Wilson, written by Herman Hupfeld. David Bowie spent 3 years in Berlin. During this period, he smoked and drank heavily, yet managed to kick the cocaine. He is also alleged to have had an affair with a transvestite nightclub owner. As you do.
But I'm
David Bowie, always crashing in the same car. Mac the Knife was originally a gentleman thief and first appeared in The Beggar's Opera in 1728. In the 1920s, Bertolt Brecht included Mac the Knife in his three-penny opera and made him a much more vicious character. Mac the Knife has been covered by numerous artists. Here's one version by Frank Sinatra and Jimmy Buffett.
Shows him pearly white, just a jackknife has Mac Heath's deer, and he keeps it way out of sight.
When that shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows they begin to spread. Fancy white gloves has Mac Heath, dear. So there's never, never a trace of red.
On the sidewalk, one Sunday morning,
lies a body oozing life.
Someone sneaking round that corner. Could that someone perhaps perchance be Mac the Knife?
From a tugboat on the river going slow,
a cement bag is dropping down.
You know that cement is for the waiter.
You can make a large bet that bum's in town.
Yeah, he's in town.
My man Louis Miller,
he split the scene, babe,
after drawing out all the bread from his stash.
Now Mac, he spends like a sailor. Do you suppose this guy, he did something rash?
Old Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, Bobby Darin, they did this song nice. Lady Ella too, they all sang it with so much feeling. That old Blue Eyes, he ain't gonna add anything new.
Oh yes you do.
But with this big fat band jumping behind me, swinging hard, Jack.
That's Jimmy Blank.
I know I can lose when I tell you all about Mac the Knife, babe. It's an offer you can never refuse.
We got Patrick Williams,
Bill Miller playing that piano, and this wonderful great big band bringing up the rear. All these bad cats in this band now, they make the greatest sound you ever gonna hear. Oh, Suki Tawdry.
Oh, Suki Tawdry.
Jenny Diver.
Jenny Diver.
Polly Beecham.
I know her well. Miss Lulu Brown.
What I think that you should do.
What should I do?
You better lock your door and call the law, because Mac Heath, he's come back to town.
Get under the bed, high. Go to the
look out
anyway.
On
anyway, he's gonna get you.
That's Mac the Knife, sung by Frank Sinatra and Jimmy Buffett. On the LRF website, you can find a YouTube link to the 1920s Three Penny Opera and the original Mac the Knife. Have you ever heard a song where the singer is trying to persuade his depressed friend not to jump off a bridge? No? Then you haven't heard Jack Brel.
Non, Jeff, t'es pas tout seul. M'arrête de pleurer comme ça devant tout le monde. Parce qu'une demi-vieille, parce qu'une fausse blonde t'a relaissé tomber. Non, Jeff, t'es pas tout seul. Et tu sais que tu me fais honte à sangloter comme ça bêtement devant tout le monde. Parce qu'une trois quarts putain t'a claqué dans les mains. Non, Jeff, t'es pas tout seul. Mais tu fais honte à voir. Les gens se peignent notre tête. Foutons le camp de ce trottoir. Viens, j'ai viens, 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 viens. Il me reste trois sous, on va aller se les boire chez la mère Françoise. Viens, j'ai viens, viens. Il me reste trois sous, et si c'est pas assez bête, il me restera l'ardoise. Puis on ira manger des moules et puis des frites. Des frites et puis des moules. Et du vin de Moselle. Et si t'es encore triste, on ira voir les filles chez la madame André. Paraît qu'il y en a de nouvelles. On chantera comme avant, on sera bien tous les deux. Comme quand on était jeunes, comme quand c'était le temps que j'avais de l'argent. Non, Jeff, t'es pas tout seul. M'arrête tes grimaces, soulève tes 100 kilos, fais bouger ta carcasse. Je sais que t'as le cœur gros, mais il faut le soulever, Jeff. Non, Jeff, t'es pas tout seul. M'arrête de sangloter, arrête de te répandre. Arrête de répéter que t'es bon à te foutre à l'eau ou que t'es bon à te pendre. Non, Jeff, t'es pas tout seul. Mais c'est plus un trottoir, ça devient un cinéma où les gens viennent te voir. Viens, Jeff. Viens, viens, viens. Il me reste ma guitare, je l'allumerai pour toi et on sera espagnol. J'ai viens, viens. Comme quand on était môme, même que j'aimais pas ça, tu imiteras le rossignol. J'ai. Puis on se trouvera en banc, on parlera de l'Amérique, où c'est qu'on va aller, tu sais. T'es encore triste, pour rien que si t'en as l'air, je te raconterai comment tu deviendras Rockefeller. On sera bien tous les deux, on chantera comme avant, comme quand on était beau, Jeff, comme quand c'était le temps d'avant qu'on soit poivron. Allez, viens, Jeff, viens. Ouais, ouais, Jeff, ouais.
That's Jeff by Jack Brel. On the website, there's a link to a video of Brel performing this song, and it has English subtitles. Check it out. The format of Low was unusual for its time. Side 1 contained 7 short songs, whereas Side 2 consists of 4 brooding electronic instrumentals. Bowie made the album in collaboration with Brian Eno. Eno's influence is most apparent on side 2 of the album, and this next track is called Art Decade. Thank you. Art Decade from the Low album. Brian Eno had little musical experience when he joined Roxy Music as their keyboard player in the early 1970s. After one too many rows with Brian Ferry, Eno went solo in 1973. His first album, in 1974, was called Here Come the Warm Jets, and our next track, Babies on Fire, is one of the songs from that album. This is a live version of Babies on Fire, with Kevin Ayers and John Cowell, from an album called June the 1st, 1974. Eno said of this performance, the instruments were incredibly out of tune. So out of tune you wouldn't believe it, but it sounds fantastic.
Babies on fire.
Babies on Fire. The Stranglers were George Melly's favourite band. They even wrote a song for him called Old Codger, in which George did the vocals. Old Codger is on the Stranglers' 1978 EP, Walk On By.
Streets.
That was The Stranglers and Walk On By. What can you say about Serge Gainsbourg that hasn't been said before? Probably best known in the Anglo world for his song, Je T'aime, with English actress Jane Birkin, Gainsbourg also appeared half naked with his 14-year-old daughter in the video for his song, Lemon Incest. And that's only the half of it. They don't make them like Serge anymore.
Johnny Jane, te souviens-tu du film de Gainsbourg, Je t'aime? Je t'aime moi non plus, je ne t'aime. Johnny Jane, toi qui traînes tes baskets et tes yeux candides dans les no man's land, les lieux sordides. Johnny Jane, les décharges publiques sont des Atlantides. Que survolent les mouches condamnées. Oh, Johnny Jane, tous les camions urbains viennent diverser bien des panneaux infantiles. Et Johnny Jane, tu balades tes cheveux courts, ton teint livide, à la recherche de ton amour suicide. Et Johnny Jane, du souvenir veux-tu trancher, carotide, coup de pied dans les conserves vidéo. Johnny Jane, le beau camion à veine, te transporter de bonheur en bonheur sous les cieux limpides. Johnny Jane, ne fais pas l'enfant, sois pas si stupide, regarde les choses en face. Sois ici, Johnny Jane, efface tout ça, recommence, liquide de ta mémoire ces brefs instants torpides. Oh, Johnny Jane, un autre camion à veine viendra te prendre pour t'emmener vers d'autres Florides. Johnny Jane, toi qui traînes tes baskets et tes yeux candides dans les no man's land et les lieux sordides. Johnny Jane, écrase un point rageur, ton œil et le temps rongeux, l'amour comme la cide.
Serge Gainsbourg and the Ballad of Johnny and Jane. The album, Another Side of Bob Dylan, was recorded on a single evening in June 1964. This next song, which is called I Don't Believe You, is from that album and gives a hint of what was to come. The controversy when Dylan first went electric on his following album, Bringing It All Back Home.
I can't understand, she let go of my hand and left me here facing the wall. I'd sure like to know why she did go, but I can't get close to her at all. Though we kissed through the wild blazing that time, she said she would never forget. But now morning is clear, it's like I ain't here. She acts like we never met. It's only to me, like some mystery. It could even be like a myth. But it's hard to think on that she's the same one that last night I was with. From darkness dreams I deserted. Am I still dreaming yet? I wish she'd unlock her voice once and talk, instead of acting like we never met. If she ain't feeling well, then why don't she tell, instead of turning her back to my face? Without any doubt, she seems too far out for me to return to or chase. There was skirted suede as the guitar played. Her mouth was watery and wet. But now something has changed. Pussy ain't the same, she just acts like we never have met. If I didn't have to guess, I'd gladly confess to anything I might have tried. If I was with her too long, or I've done something wrong, I'd wish she'd tell me what it is, I'll run and hide. Oh, the light ran swirling and whirling. I remember her whispering, yet, but evidently she don't, evidently she won't. She just acts like we never have met. I'm leaving today, I'll be on my way. Of this I can't say very much. But if you want me to, I can be just like you and pretend that we never have touched. And if anybody asks me, is it easy to forget? I'll say it's easily done, you just pick anyone and pretend that you never have met.
I Don't Believe You, which is one of my favourite Bob Dylan tracks. Because it was so avant-garde at the time, the record company begged Bowie not to release Low, but it became a surprise hit and holds up today as one of his most intense and influential albums. It inspired two excellent Berlin Trilogy sequels, Heroes in 1977 and Lodger in 1979. Next week, our featured album is Harvest Moon by Neil Young. But we'll finish this programme by playing Sound and Vision, which was the most successful single from the Low album, reaching number 3 in the UK charts in 1977.
some vision.
Thank you.